Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Major regional power outage leaves Gillette and Northeast Wyoming, as well as parts of South Dakota, in the dark. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A massive regional power outage swept across Gillette and much of Northeast Wyoming, in addition to South Dakota, on Thursday, knocking out electricity to tens of thousands of customers and triggering hours of uncertainty as utility crews worked to stabilize the grid. According to the City of Gillette Facebook page, the first outage hit around 12:40 p.m. when power went down across the entire City of Gillette. Officials initially said they had no estimated time for restoration as they monitored what quickly became clear was a widespread grid-level problem. Powder River Energy Corporation later confirmed that the outage affected roughly 26,000 meters in Northeast Wyoming alone, with impacts also reported across multiple states served by Basin Electric, PacifiCorp, and other generation partners. By 1:40 p.m., electricity had been restored to all City of Gillette customers, but the relief was short-lived. At about 2:20 p.m., the entire city lost power again as unstable incoming voltages continued to trip systems offline. Throughout the afternoon, PreCorp warned members to prepare for an extended outage, possibly through the night. Crews stationed at nearly every substation were waiting for voltage levels to stabilize before safely re-energizing the system. The utility said, "We don't want to flip the switches unsafely," noting that rushing restoration could damage transformers or arresters and cause more problems. By 5 p.m., the City of Gillette announced that all city subdivisions were back online and power had been restored once again. Residents who still lacked electricity were urged to check their breaker panels, including main breakers, in case of trip circuits during the repeated surges. Utilities thanked customers for their patience as crews worked throughout the cascading grid issues. The cause of the instability has not yet been detailed by generation partners as of Thursday evening. Cheyenne Council debates $750,000 fine for sleeping on city streets. A Cheyenne City Council proposal to increase fines for sleeping on city streets from $50 to $750 sparked strong criticism on Monday, with several council members questioning the need for the measure and its impact on the city's homeless population. According to Cowboy State Daily, the amendment introduced by Councilman Mark Moody would raise penalties for sleeping on sidewalks, streets, alleys, or doorways to the maximum allowed, a $750 fine, and up to 6 months in jail. It would also remove a clause that allows for reduced fines if the person seeks help from a community aid group. Council members Mark Ryan and Kathy Emmons were among those opposing the proposal, calling it ineffective and inhumane. Ryan noted that many of those affected can't afford a $50 fine, let alone a $750 fine, and warned the measure could strain city resources. Homeless advocates echoed those concerns, saying the proposal would do little to address homelessness and only increase taxpayer costs through jail stays. The proposal passed its first reading this week and was referred to the Public Services Committee for further discussion. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.